Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We have a major victory in a California church zoning case. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this has been going on for some time. This is in Ventura County, California. And this goes back to originally a YMCA. There's a shopping mall, and there's a large parking lot, and there's a standalone building that is in that parking lot.
Yeah, you've actually been in the building and been there.
Right,
so
I was there for the
dedication
opening service for this particular church.
It's a beautiful building.
It's a beautiful building. It is a former YMCA, and it's surrounded by multifamily and single family houses all the way around. So it's in a beautiful location in a nice shopping area, and it's a standalone building, and it looks historic, but it's a brand new building. So the YMCA came there, but the YMCA didn't make it. So they sold it, and they sold it to a foundation, and that foundation wanted to ultimately have God Speak Calvary Chapel Church worship in that building. So the foundation took this YMCA, and the place right there in the center where you worship was an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Wow.
And amazingly, when you look out of that, you have this stained glass, and then on the mountainside, you have this beautiful cross and things that they have there, that just a great view from inside. But at any rate, what this particular place is they filled in the swimming pool, and they redid all of that, and that's where the church worships. And it's a beautiful facility. So God Speak Calvary Chapel has been worshiping there for a while. The pastor, Rob McCoy, is a pastor who served on the Thousand Oaks City Council, and he was ultimately the mayor at one point.
He's been very involved in the community there.
Very involved.
When they had that, was it shooting in a bar? He was there on the spot. When they had fires, he was there on the spot helping people. I mean, this church is truly a lighthouse.
Yeah, and this particular church is the same church also that's in the news with regards to these unconstitutional restrictions imposed by Governor Gavin Newsom.
When they had all those people show up willing to take the citations so that the people could worship in the church.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, from another church.
That was amazing.
They stood outside in the parking lot to put their bodies there.
As a sacrifice.
As a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Then if anyone's going to be arrested, they would be arrested and protect the people that were worshiping inside the church. And that was another church that drove a couple of hours to get there. It was an amazing show of unity among the body of believers. Mm-hmm. So what happened is this church began worshiping in there, and a man who created this fictitious neighborhood association, it has only about a handful of people, so it's really not a neighborhood association. But he's very much opposed to this church. He filed a lawsuit against the city and against the church. And so we represented the foundation that owns the building, and we've been involved in litigating this.
That's so sad, though, why someone would be opposed to having a church in the neighborhood.
He was mad that the YMCA is not there, and he was not wanting to have a Christian church in the neighborhood.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Think of all the benefits a church has. Think if you took churches out of the neighborhood, what would happen?
And the incredible thing is, Holly, when you look at this, this place is a shopping mall. It's like a storefront shopping mall. That's what it is, with a large parking lot. And this is a standalone building on that parking lot. And to the two sides are apartment complexes, so people can just literally walk right there.
There's a synagogue there, too, isn't there?
Yeah, I'll get to that in just a second. And there's a residential neighborhood all the way around. So this place, you can just literally walk to church. It's a beautiful place. So I went there during the dedication service, and Rob never mentioned that there is literally a synagogue about a stone's throw, if you will, maybe 150 feet maximum away across the parking lot. in part of the storefront. I was just walking around, and I saw this synagogue, and it was part of the storefront. And I walked behind it, and it happened to be during the Feast of Tabernacles. Mm-hmm. So they had the booth out back, and they had it all decorated. And I told Rob, I said, you know, there's a synagogue right over here, and this guy has no problem with the synagogue. Hmm. It really shows he was really targeting this church. The synagogue was there before the church, and he never had any problem with it.
There wasn't any zoning issues with that one.
No zoning issues, but he wanted to get the church out. So this thing has been going on for a few years, and we've had many hearings before the state courts. And we've won periodically and chipped away. Mm-hmm. And finally, we won the last round, and we have a complete victory in this case.
Oh, yeah.
So this goes back to the purchase of the building goes back to January of 2018. And so this litigation has been going on for some time. So this is an amazing decision. It is a very solid church. It's called Godspeak Calvary Chapel Church. And you have Pastor Rob McCoy. Like I said, he was on the city council, Thousand Oaks. He was mayor. And when that shooting happened in that nightclub, a number of people were killed by this terrorist right there in that area in the county. He was there pastoring and praying for the people, but he is also representative of the city. Earlier in 2020, Rob saw these restrictions coming against churches. And he decided, you know, he's going to be in a conflict because he's on the city council and he's the pastor as well. And it's just a matter of time before the county comes after the church to enforce these orders from Governor Newsom. So he stepped down. He really loves to be able to work in his community, stepped down. And now he's been part of the news in California.
But he's been standing up for the right for
right.
churches to meet.
He's been standing up, and he, like all the other pastors, he closed down at the very beginning because nobody knew what coronavirus was, and then Newsom allowed various abortion clinics and marijuana dispensaries and other things to open, big box centers, and he realized the church needs to open, and so he did. And so his church has been really the target. Ventura County has really come after him.
Right.
They filed a state lawsuit against the church. The Ventura County wanted to post police officers at the church to stop people from entering.
Unbelievable.
And it's still going on, but it's just one of the kinds of litigations that happen. Because in this particular county, there's a no worship policy
from
the governor.
I'll never forget that, though, when all those people, like you said, I think drove a couple hours from another church and stood outside and said, we will take any citations, any punishment that the city wants to give, we will take that upon ourselves so that these people can worship. I think that was just beautiful.
Yeah, you think about that. I mean,
beautiful.
That was the Sunday when he had gone to state court and he didn't win that particular day, and the court issued an order that you can't worship, and it's just no worship at all. It's criminal.
And of course, the state can't do that.
No,
can't
and
dictate
so Rob
worship.
Said, you know, I not here to pick a fight, but they've crossed the line, and I have to obey my conscience in the scriptures, and I'm going to hold service. And so he did, but this other church, he didn't ask them. But they came. And that's an amazing show of solidarity. They came and they stood out in the parking lot. In the event that anybody was to be arrested, they would be the first to be arrested to protect the worshipers inside.
Yeah, and you know, Scripture talks about that. The world will see Christ when the church is one, as in unified. And there's a great picture of it right there.
Yeah, that was a great. And the good thing is that the prayers have been working because there were no arrests that day of any of the pastors or people, that parishioners, even of this other guest church that had come. I think there was an arrest of one of the Antifa/BLM protesters that was out there protesting against the church, but nobody else was arrested, and they were pretty obnoxious, that particular individual, causing all kinds of problems. So at any rate, great victory. Thanks for standing with us. This is just one of the many cases. This is involving a church, but it's not directly the one involving the coronavirus restrictions on constitutional restrictions, although this one is right involved in that. But this is a great victory on the zoning issue, because this suit wanted to literally boot them completely from the community. And this church serves an amazing ministry in that community and in the county and California itself. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Pray for the ministry. You can also subscribe to our emails and our newsletters at lc.org. Hit the subscribe button.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.